Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, I'm David Marsden from the Evening Standard. Follow the leader or hit subscribe and you'll get our news, analysis and commentary every day at 4 p.m. Give us a rating wherever you get your podcast to. Now, from the Evening Standard in London, this is the leader.
We have identified a new variant of coronavirus which may be associated with the fastest spread in the southeast of England.
London is going into Tier 3. It was confirmed in the Commons by Health Secretary Matt Hancock.
I need to tell the House that over the last week, we've seen very sharp exponential rises in the virus across London, Kent, parts of Essex and Hertfordshire. We do not know the extent to which this is because of the new variant, but no matter its cause, we have to take swift and decisive action, which unfortunately is absolutely essential to control this deadly disease while the vaccine is rolled out.
But listeners to this podcast will know it's been on the cards for at least a week because infection rates were starting to rise even as lockdown was still in force. New figures show the increase is not slowing, hence ministers have brought forward the announcement by 2 days. So the city's on very high alert. Pubs have to shut their doors and go back to takeaways. Hotels have to close, so do cinemas and theatres. Don't go mixing with other households unless it's in a big open space like a park and there's not more than 6 of you. Go to standard.co.uk for the full list of the rules. Our deputy political editor, Nicholas Cecil, is here. Nicholas, we know the government was trying to avoid this in London, so why have they done it?
Well, the feeling now is that cases are rising exponentially in some parts of London. And if that happens, then there's a very significant danger that you lose control of the epidemic and it just spirals higher and higher. And the longer you allow that to happen, then the tougher restrictions you need to bring in to bring it back under control.
And we got an early inkling, didn't we, that something was going to happen when we heard that there was an emergency meeting at Downing Street.
Yes, the Evening Standard picked up early this morning that the Prime Minister was chairing a meeting of the COVID-O Operations Committee. This is a committee which can take decisions about tiering for different parts of the country. MPs also from London, Essex, Kent, Hertfordshire and Bedfordshire were briefed this morning by a health minister and senior health officials about outbreaks in their area. So there was very much a feeling from early this morning that London was on the brink of Tier 3.
And we can get a sense of the scale of the problem, can't we, Nick, with the figures that are out today on infection rates?
No, the figures for London are looking very grim. We've had nearly 24,000 cases in a week. 5 London boroughs have seen more than 1,000 new cases in a week. And these are confirmed cases, people testing positive. The real number of cases is actually several times higher. And in some boroughs, the cases are jumping by 74%, for example, in Enfield. So very, very sharply.
And this is going to be basically heartbreaking for a lot of those businesses who have worked so hard to keep things going during this pandemic, isn't it, Nick? I mean, we had celebrations over the vaccine just a couple of weeks ago, and now we have this. This pandemic is a roller coaster ride, isn't it?
Yes, it very much is. And for businesses, especially in the hospitality sector, who've been preparing for the run-up to Christmas, having seen lockdown finally end, this will be very, very devastating news to be told that you can get back to business and then that have that rug pulled away so quickly will infuriate many businessmen and women.
Will this affect that relaxation of rules that the government is introducing at Christmas to allow families to get together for a few days over the festive period?
Currently, the government are not doing that, but I suspect they will come under more and more pressure to do so. And certainly, some MPs on this briefing call with the minister this morning were asking, why put areas into Tier 3, then relax the whole system to allow people to socialise over Christmas, and then put areas back into Tier 3?
And the other question has to be, Nick, when will we come out of Tier 3?
It's likely to last into the new year, and then it's really how quickly people can be vaccinated, especially the elderly. Well, once you've vaccinated pensioners and people who are vulnerable for other reasons, then you can start to think about relaxing measures, or if you can bring the disease under control through restrictions such as Tier 3, and possibly even tighter restrictions than Tier 3. Certainly, my understanding is that there have been discussions about whether you actually may need to close schools or may need to close non-essential shops again.
And we have full coverage of this story in the newspaper and at standard.co.uk now.
Can you
tell
me you're not
Schools can stay open in Tier 3, but two London boroughs have decided to close them anyway. Even before the announcement, Greenwich and Islington said classes are going online in the last few days before the Christmas break. Our education editor Anna Davis is here. Anna, are we expecting other areas to follow suit?
Yes, it's a pretty fast-moving situation, isn't it? And I think that's the question all parents want to know at the moment. The Department for Education still wants all schools to stay open until the end of term, which for most people is Friday. And that's the official advice they're being given. But yes, as you said, Greenwich announced last night that it wants all its schools to close as of the end of play today. And Islington just today said that they're going to advise schools to shut tomorrow, so Tuesday. It's not much time. It's not much notice for parents who are working to sort out their lives and sort out childcare. It's also not much notice for teachers because they're not just closing. They're supposed to move all their learning online. Yeah, it's a tough one. Schools, I spoke to the Association for School and College Leaders today, and they've just called it a complete mess, which it sounds like it is because schools are being told different things. On one hand, in Islington and Greenwich, the local authorities are saying close down. The Department for Education is saying stay open. So, yes, we may wake up tomorrow with even more closing.
So there are obviously the logistical issues that you've mentioned there, issues for the staff, issues for parents. Are there, though, this time educational issues? We are in the last week of Christmas. It was a long time since I've been at school, but I didn't do a lot in the last week of Christmas, Anna.
Yes, normally, I suppose you do wind down, don't you, and have Christmas parties. But I think people have lost so much time during the first lockdown. You know, many, many weeks of work has been lost. And exams are still going ahead in 2021. So GCSE and A-level students are still going to be trying to catch up on all the work that's been missed. So I think schools are just trying to make the most of every moment they've got. Exams have been delayed by 3 weeks to allow them to catch up on lost work. So I do think that every day matters at the moment.
And then I guess there must also be a fear that this will continue back into January when schools are supposed to go back.
Yeah, there is a fear. Actually, Islington has said that they are advising schools not to reopen until January the 11th. So it's about an extra week off where they will be doing lessons from home. But lessons from home, as we know, can't replace actually being in school. And, you know, if you've got a lovely setup at home with computer and a quiet area to work and parents who are encouraging you, then you'll miss out on not very much. But there, as we know, there are many children in London who don't have that. And for them, school is not just lessons, but it's a place of safety and a place of calm. And teachers can sort of keep a watchful eye on them.
So obviously, it's going to be very hard for pupils in those kinds of situations. I wonder in general, though, how it's going to affect the teachers, because we know, because they've spoken to you, they've worked so hard to make this work under coronavirus restrictions. There must be a kind of fatigue going to hit them if it's going to be constantly changing and at this short notice.
Yeah, I think the short notice thing is what they all complain about. I know in the current situation, you can't always do much about it because it's a fast moving situation. But really, to be told the day before that you're going to have to move all lessons online is hard. It's difficult. And also a lot of them are parents themselves. So they're going to have to, if their child's school is closing, they're going to have to work out how to look after their kids, how to put all their lessons back online again, in the run up to Christmas. Although they are very well practiced at it now. And a lot of schools have got online learning sort of going on alongside normal lessons, because many children are not able to get to school because they're isolating and bubbles are closed down.
That online message is quite important for those children who think that they've got the rest of the week off now, isn't it, Anna? There is still some work to be done.
Yes, they're not saying that school's out as of tonight. They're saying school is back online. So it's back in front of the laptop instead of, sadly, having their Christmas lunches and Christmas parties at school.
And that's The Leader. Keep up to date with our live blog, which you'll find at standard.co.uk. This podcast is back tomorrow.